From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Georgina Mayor Margaret Quirk joined Dan Pollard to share more details about the new advanced care center coming to Georgina.
Self-Care is doing what they call a distributed health care network, which means they build on the hospitals and having what they term advanced care centers in other areas within their catchment area. And we are the first ones to have the expression of interest go out for an advanced care center here in Georgina.
A site and timeline are expected soon, with the goal of delivering more comprehensive, community-based care in Georgina. It's Invasive Species Action Month, and residents are being reminded that invasive species can spread easily by wind, water, animals, and even on clothing, vehicles, and pets. Visitors to the York Regional Forest are encouraged to take simple precautions, such as cleaning bikes, brushing clothing, and wiping footwear or animal fur before and after leaving natural areas. Officials say these small actions can help protect local ecosystems, property, and the broader environment from harmful species. The Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority is warning that water levels on Lake Simcoe remain about 30 centimeters above normal at 219.4 meters, with ongoing rainfall and strong winds increasing the risk of shoreline flooding. Low-lying areas in communities including Innisfil, Georgina, Barrie, and Orillia are already experiencing flooding, with concerns that dikes in parts of Keswick, Colbar, and Bradford could overflow or fail. Officials are urging residents to take precautions and stay clear of waterways, with the high-risk shoreline hazard watch in effect until May 22nd. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.